Proclamation number 4384 of 23rd of July, 1948. Research. Truth. Way of life. A result in accordance with research can only be accepted as truth if the researcher himself is entered into my will, thus he subordinates his thinking, wanting and acting to me, i.e., he always asks for my assistance, which he also undertakes. Then the result of his research work can also be accepted without hesitation. Then he has undertaken his research with the assistance of my spirit and his train of thought has been correctly guided by it. Consequently, you humans could form your own judgment if you take this moment into consideration and honestly endeavor to stand in truth, so that you can at least rightly condemn what is brought to you by people who obviously live a way of life which contradicts my will. For such people will never ever be able to give truthful information about things which are still unexplored. Thus they will also be unable to instruct their fellow human beings as long as they are unsuitable as teachers because they are without knowledge themselves. A right way of life is the first prerequisite for his intellect to work in the right direction. This is why a deeply believing person who fulfills my commandment of love will be able to solve all still unsolved problems much more easily, and his research will produce results which can be accepted without hesitation, just as every person will think correctly as soon as his way of life is right before me. This knowledge will make it easier for you to assess human thought material which is conveyed to you as truth and which you have to examine before you accept it. Although the sharpest intellect was active, it may have produced error if the intellect was not paired with love. The intellect can indeed try to justify logically what it represents. Nevertheless, love will see more sharply and discover where the intellect has drawn wrong conclusions. And therefore the judgment of a loving person must be respected more, and the person who listens to the voice of the heart, to what seems emotionally acceptable to him, will be truly wise. For he will be closer to the truth. Again and again it has to be emphasized that love and truth cannot be separated from each other, that love is the key to wisdom and that truth can never be found outside of love despite the sharpest intellectual activity. But you humans must be on your guard that error is not presented to you if you search for truth and do not take the path to me. For then you will be blinded by seemingly most luminous knowledge which, however, as illusion can never endure a serious examination. But if you want to test it, then pay attention to what I tell you. Always use love as a standard and your judgment will be right. Then you will be able to accept or reject without hesitation. Then you will test with me and I will truly inform you and guide your thinking correctly. Amen.